and the Spiritual Science Fellowship. We'd like to welcome you to TAC. Of the International Institute of Integrity and Sciences and the Student Religion Association of Concordia University and the Spiritual Science Fellowship, we'd like to welcome you this afternoon to this seminar. I just want to say in brief introduction to His Holiness that 1 year ago, in October 1979, the International Institute brought a group of 35 persons to India for an international conference on science and spirituality. And we had arranged to come to visit Your Holiness in Dharamsala, but you were in New York. And 1 year later, to the week, you are here at our new center as the first guest in that center. And we thank you very much for that honor. This afternoon, His Holiness will conduct a seminar on the topic of death and dying. We are going to, as much as possible, even though we know that this is a large sort of seminar, conduct it in that kind of a format. And I've been told that His Holiness will speak first and then open the floor to discussion, followed by, in the third period, questions from the audience. Your Holiness.
Yes,
I would like to begin by thanking you for this opportunity to speak here.
Merci.
That's a subject, sir. Death and dying. Actually, I think dying should be first. Dying and death. So I will speak something on that subject. Now, I think it is better to I speak in Tibetan. And translation. I think better.
Death is something that none of us want.
Oh, Mindus, right.
It's something that we don't want. But it is something which has been analyzed and thought about from the very past. From the Buddhist perspective, as you know, in Buddhism, there are the Four Noble Truths. In the explanation of true suffering, there are four attributes of suffering: impermanence, misery, emptiness, and selflessness. With regard to the explanation on impermanence, there are two types: gross and subtle. Subtle and permanent is the momentary disintegration of phenomena. Whether it's our own mind or body. body or some other phenomenon, the particles that make it up disintegrate moment by moment. This is a type of impermanence that the scientists nowadays also explain. Coarse or gross impermanence is, for instance, the death of a person. The suffering of death is unwanted, but once somebody is under the influence of former contaminated actions and afflictions and afflictive emotions, that person must die, must undergo the suffering of death. In order to overcome the suffering of death, it is necessary to overcome the afflictive emotions. When one overcomes the afflictive emotions, one stops birth. And when you stop birth, you have stopped death. And this can only be done with effort. It can't be done without effort. And in order to generate that effort, one has to reflect on impermanence.
If you reflect on impermanence and death, then you will generate an attitude not wanting them. And you will make effort to seek a technique to overcome them. And also, if you reflect on impermanence and death, then one's concern solely for the affairs of this lifetime will lessen. If you spend your life merely concerned with the affairs of the temporary affairs of this lifetime, then since death definitely will come on the day that it does come, you'll have nothing in your mind but suffering and regret.
Whereas
if you think about death and impermanence, then you will, when you still have plenty of time, make preparations for death, and that will make the death that much easier. However, there are some nurses and so forth in hospitals who have said those who don't have any thought about a future lifetime sometimes die much, much more easily.
That's it, yeah. Any
therefore we've come to the topic of whether there are or are not future former and future lifetimes. And that is not our topic today. What I am explaining is in terms of the system that that already accepts that there are former and future lifetimes. There are many different ways set forth for preparing for death. There are ways set forth in sutra, then there are ways that are set forth in tantra, and within tantra, ways set forth in the lower tantras, and then the way set forth in highest tantra. So then, what is death itself? In the treasury of knowledge, it is said that the life serves as the basis of warmth and consciousness, and when it ceases, its cessation is death. When this temporary coarse physical body is together with consciousness, when these two are together, one is alive, and when these two separate, that is death. However, we need to differentiate between coarse, subtle, and very subtle body, as well as coarse, subtle, and very subtle mind. What I'm talking about here is death here, in this context, refers to the separation of the coarse body from consciousness. There is no way of separating the very subtle body and very subtle mind. Although humans and other beings in this type of world have a similar mode of procedure in death, the mind of clear light of death is the same for beings with this type of body, either in this world or in other worlds that are like this, but there are minor differences that come in the process of dissolution prior to death.
That's it, yeah.
坑布，告诉他顺便他的顺便顺便那个德里亚
哪个人是行的哪个人了坑布吗
康熙
女吗地址图恩熙对于没有的微信所谓性马上哪个人是谁
Now with respect to our state while we're still alive there are 25 categories that are explained with respect to this state, that is of the five aggregates, the five basic wisdoms, the four constituents, the six sources, that is to say the eye sense power and so forth. The five objects, such as visible forms, and then the five ordinary, five wisdoms of the ordinary state. At the time of death, these dissolve or withdraw. In a brief and clear way, this can be understood through the dissolution of the four physical elements, earth, water, fire, and wind. And when each of these dissolves, there is a separate sign. There is a different external sign and a external physical sign and a different internal mental sign. For these signs to appear are gradually in order, it has to be a case where the person's physical constituents have not been overly consumed by disease, or the person having died suddenly from an accident. If you die in an accident on the highway, these will go very quickly and you won't have any chance to do any thinking. So if you die in a motor accident, there is double trouble. First, you've lost a life, and the second is that you have lost this opportunity for the gradual appearance of these signs. And a chance to practice.
And then you just chill, yeah. Some stand chill. Or less than chill. Young or old chill.
In general, with respect to dying, there are three types: dying upon the exhaustion of merit, dying due to
less than chill.
Due to the exhaustion of karma, and dying through a frightful circumstance.
Hmm?
And in the first dissolution, when the capacity of the body, the capacity of earth, dissolves into water, one's own body becomes thinner.
When
when we speak of the dissolution of earth into water, what we mean is that the capacity of the earth or hard elements lessens, and the capacity of the water or fluid elements increases. This is just called dissolution. And one's limbs become thinner. Now, with regard to the internal sign, there are differences that come about by way of minor differences in the internal structure of the channels, drops, and inner ears that course in those channels in each person. But according to the, in a general way, according to the Guhya Samaja Tantra, the internal sign of the earth element dissolving into the water element is the appearance of a mirage. However, in the however, according to the Kalachakra Tantra, there is an appearance like smoke. The difference here comes because of differences in the channel wheels in different individuals. Although the these two tantras set forth both set forth the three main channels plus the six channel the four or six channel centers, though so they're similar in that. But the number of spokes in each channel is set forth differently. The number of spokes at each center is set forth differently. Then when the water constituent dissolves into the fire constituent, when the water constituent dissolves into the fire constituent, in other words, when the fire constituent becomes more manifest, an external sign of this is that one's lips, mouth, eyes, and so forth begin to dry. The internal sign, according to the Guhya Samaja Tantra, is the appearance of a smoke-like appearance. Then when the fire constituent dissolves into the wind constituent, in other words, when the wind constituent becomes more manifest, the external sign is that the warmth of the body begins to withdraw from the extremity.
Nandalia,
internal sign is like the appearance of fireflies or flying sparks.
Then I teach you, yeah.
Such a tremendous.
Then when the wind constituent dissolves into consciousness, the external sign is that one's external breathing
stopped.
The internal sign is the appearance of the of like the flame of a lamp. One interpretation of this is that the former appearance of fireflies, sort of reddish sparking light, increases and increases to the point where there is like an appearance
increase or that chisel
becomes more subtle. Becomes more subtle, leaving an appearance of a reddish
glowing,
of a red glow. Then we're up to the level of consciousness, and within consciousness there are many levels of grossness and subtlety. In general, within consciousness, there are many levels of grossness and solitude. And within the Buddhist systems, there are many different assertions on the number of consciousnesses, 9, 8, 6, 1. But the more prevalent assertion is of six consciousnesses. In the Chittamatra system of those who follow scripture, the internal division of those who follow are called those who follow scripture. There's an assertion of eight consciousnesses, which includes a mind basis of all and an afflicted intellect. These terms, mind basis of all and afflicted intellect, appear in other contexts and don't refer to the same thing that they refer to in the system of the Chittamatrans following scripture. One needs to make this distinction. Now within consciousness, the difference is made between a main mind and a mental factor. A main mind is positive from the point of view of its knowing the general entity of the object. A mental factor is posited from the point of view of knowing some particular detail within the object.
시바타다既称于理啊，三种实证，第一种心시바타다说的是。
However, the definition of consciousness that covers all of these is that which is illuminating and knowing. Or luminous and knowing.
可是我看了也偷偷没了。三张。哎，起来。可是我余军那么这样翘，余军那么可是我的翘也关键日本。
The entity of consciousness is this mere luminosity, and its function is the knowing of any object, no matter what, upon its appearance.
西方当家的南民，嗯，你看，人家也准的住居，他都要要求的。Then
also the various schools of tenets have different positions on whether consciousness is aspected or unaspected.
嗯，那总的可能西方那边就比较。In
the upper tenet systems, it is asserted that consciousnesses are aspected.
嗯，但西方教里啊，我们西方得不了呀。
With regard to the production of a consciousness, for instance, if we take a sense consciousness, it is produced by three conditions, one being the empowering condition, which is a type of internal subtle matter that empowers the consciousness. Then the next is the observed object condition, which is the object that is being observed. And the third is the immediately preceding condition, a former moment of consciousness.
嗯，但见所不敌，前面那个，他妈他见邪吧，那个，孙子们邪吧，可是啊，孙子们邪吧，这里有么，主要的他妈他见的。These
three conditions have different functions. The fact that an eye consciousness apprehending a form has a nature of consciousness itself is due to the immediately preceding condition.
嗯，嗯，那没有什么的，数不清晰，看名字吧的，啊，对了，这打进去，打进网球。That
this consciousness is apprehending form, a visible form, and not a sound, for instance, is due to the empowering condition.
啊，那熟悉了的没进去。
And the former.
那所有男的都接不的，啊，所有男的都接不的，啊，没进去。And
that the consciousness is produced in the aspect.
那我看到，不是看到男的都接不的，一点男的都接不的，没进去，全部。And
that the consciousness is produced in the aspect of a visible form, a color or a shape, is due to the object itself, which is called the observed object condition.
那第一点的，嗯，希望啥关系都上去。Now
this is the mode of procedure of coarse consciousnesses.
嗯，当然的，现在这个里啊，啊的，他说的，嗯，每个王辈的吧娘，那要不你吧娘的有的，王辈等王辈你吧娘是不应该，但是现在就打死。Oh,
as one dies, the sense powers or the sense organs which serve as the basis of consciousness begin to lose their capacity, due to which the consciousnesses that depend on them also become weak and disappear. Now, due to the fact that there are
lucky joint miyagi, nigga, she's in one.
That's new, my shiva to miyagi, shiva tama tama to miyagi. That's tama tama, that's shiva tarali, or illumi charagi, and she's on to me, my shiva, shiva.
Now, at this point, the four elements have already dissolved, and then there are yet to come four levels or four stages of dissolution within consciousness itself, according to the grosser and subtler level. Our conceptions are divided into three different groups in order to illustrate the three of the four deeper or subtler levels of consciousness. Our conceptions are divided into 80 types. Out of the 80, 33 of these serve as an illustration of the mind of of the mind of appearance. 40 of them serve to illustrate the mind of increase. And seven of them serve to illustrate the mind of near attainment. These three groups of conceptions are divided by way of the inner air or energy or inner wind that serves to move or fluctuate these conceptions that runs these conceptions. It is after the dissolution of wind into consciousness that these 80 conceptions dissolve. They dissolve into the mind of radiant white appearance. Now, in terms of external signs, the person has already died and that the person's breath has ceased. If a doctor came, he would say you were already dead. However, in a subtle way or in a detailed way, you're actually still dying. You are not dead yet. However, there's no hope here of coming to life again.
That
the internal sign of the mind of appearance is that it appears that white moonlight is filling the pure autumn night sky.
等下提起来，那现在弄得叫，现在这边那个呢，现在就是哪里呀？啊，搞到哪个呀？那个，女叫的，马拉龙那个东西。Then
when the mind of appearance, together with the winds or the inner energies that serve as its mount, dissolve into the mind of increase, the internal sign is of an autumn clean night sky filled or sky, not night sky, filled with sunlight. Not night sky.
This is a true test of truth. Yeah,
你到了特别高了，但哪里啊？马特别高的啊。Then when the mind of increase, together with the wind that serves as its mount, dissolves into the near attainment, into the mind of near attainment, the internal sign is of an autumn night sky, just filled with darkness.
但第一个说，去啊，那些只当是去啊，因为他去啊，妈妈这样的小就。Although
in general, you the person has died, the act, the
其实不是，但因为去啊，妈妈的，那得用就。Although
the person is in the process of death, actual death is yet to come, is yet to dawn.
但对，但今天第一节了呀，你从身边弄的家伙。
After this, the mind of black mirror attainment, as well as the wind that serves as its mount, dissolves into the clear light. This clear light is the clear light of death, and that is actual death.
Mm.
From the second part of the mind of black near attainment, one is no longer aware, cannot generate awareness. And up to the first part of the mind of black near attainment, up through it, one does have awareness.
那前面可再也受不下去了，所以叫我姐嘛，前面的，叫我姐妹那个叫我们前面那个姐妹。And
as much as one is able to increase awareness during those states, so much more is one able in the next lifetime to remember the past lifetime.
当然嘛，那什么的，啊，俺那地方的气温，气温的，那是什么差距的用不了的，因为人才气的拿到了呀。
And this, that is the mind of clear, let's see. During the day, a normal day also, there are many different levels of consciousness that we pass through, even though we don't get down to the level of, say, the actual clear light of death. For example, when we go to bed at night, if we think, if we have a strong alert type of consciousness that thinks about when we need to get up in the next morning and what we need to do when we get up, then even though during sleep we don't have any memory of what we thought prior to going to sleep, at that time in the morning you do wake up and immediately begin thinking about what you're supposed to be doing. This is not due to the fact that you remembered it in between, but due to the fact that you set it up strongly beforehand.
Oh.